Starting this school year, Wrangell High School students will be lugging around a new accessory to school, and that will be a carrying case holding a brand new Apple laptop valued at over $1,200. These laptops will be owned by the school and lent out to the students for the academic year. According to Superintendent Woody Wilson, this is Wrangell's ticket into the 21st century.
We want to raise and we want to graduate world-class students. And it's hard to do that with a blackboard and a piece of chalk anymore. It's going to be a really exciting year. It's going to change the way we teach. It'll change the way the kids learn. It's just really exciting. We're moving into the 21st century.
High school teachers will also be equipped with a brand new laptop, and they are set to receive extensive training on how to use them. Wilson is hoping to change the school calendar at the next school board meeting so that there will be 5 in-service days at the very beginning.
Those 5 days will get our teachers started on the new technology, because the teachers also have digital cameras. They have digital Super 8 cameras. They have digital projectors. They have speakers. And they're going to need to learn how to integrate these new pieces of equipment into the learning environment so that it's meaningful for kids.
The entire high school will be wireless. To ensure that all the infrastructure is working and that the transition is smooth, the students will not be receiving the laptops right away. Wilson anticipates it will be 6 to 9 weeks before the students are able to check them out. And when they do, there will be some sort of system established to protect the laptop from being damaged or lost. One option, Wilson mentions, is for parents to buy an insurance plan for $50. But there are several possibilities, and the district will have to figure that out. Teddy Sims will be the staff person at the high school in charge of taking care of laptop issues. In terms of funding to support the program in subsequent years, Wilson says that also needs to be figured out. Right now, he's thinking about how laptops will change the overall atmosphere at the high school.
Kids come to school digital. And what we've been doing in the past is when they come to school, we say, okay, cell phones off. You can't have anything digital at school because we're not digital. Well, now we are. So, and now the kids can be digital. So that doesn't mean that we won't have any problems with kids being too digital or being digital when we don't want them to be digital. So we've got to work through all those things too.
Being too digital can be a problem, but not a big problem, says Bruce Johnson. Johnson is the director in charge of the Consortium for Digital Learning at AASB. He says individual school districts need to make sure that the computing is safe and that the students are using technology wisely.
There's a whole lot out there on the Internet, and there's no way possible to keep kids from exploring somewhat if they're inclined. But we spend a lot of time, and our trainers that come to our districts as part of the solution, you spend a lot of time in helping teachers and students understand that use technology responsibly.
Trainers have also held workshops for parents so that they can be involved when the laptops are at home. Johnson says it's up to each district's comfort level how they want to implement safeguards and which ones to use. In the consortium's initial 2 years, there haven't been any major issues.
We've been very pleased with the vigilance of school districts as well as the commitments that families are making to ensure that that technology is being used responsibly. That doesn't mean that there haven't been some breaches and that kids have looked at sites that they, you know, we would all wish that they would not, but there's been no real problems related to it beyond just the normal curiosity that you have with teenagers.
Johnson wants to stress that the Consortium for Digital Learning is about more than just the laptops.
It's about digital learning and teaching kids how to thrive in the 21st century and all the skills that are necessary to do that in the future. And we believe technology plays a huge role, not just the technology itself, but everything that can be done with the technology that will enhance and help kids develop those skills that will enable success in the future.
The Consortium for Digital Learning has partnered with the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage to evaluate how the program is working. The first formal evaluation is set to come out late this fall. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.